Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Bo again. So today, we are going to talk about another message from outside of the United States. And I have to admit, I'm loving these right now because there is nothing that is more effective at making you realize exactly how bizarre your own internal politics are in your country than commentary from outside of it. And in this case, it's just a person pointing something out that they believe the Democratic Party is missing. And in any other country, it would make complete sense. But we're not any other country. We're the United States. Okay, so here's the message. G'day, Bo. I don't know if you read these, but as an Aussie watching on, I can't help but wonder how the Dems are missing a huge attack vector in this abortion showdown. Men. There are going to be a lot of young men becoming fathers who had no intention of doing so, and will see their intended futures jeopardized, particularly if Democrats start making noise about paternal tests, so the state is not responsible for children that fathers should be paying for. I imagine a lot of Republican daddies have paid for quiet abortions over the years as their golden boys got some unfortunate girl pregnant and put the family name in jeopardy. Dems need to get their stuff together. The world is in enough trouble without four more years of Trump and a truly insane Republican Party. That is a completely logical argument. It's a completely normal thought process and something that would be important to bring up anywhere else. The United States was founded by religious fanatics. Because of that, there is still a lot of, I don't know, somebody's going to say pilgrims, potato, potato. Because of that, there's still a lot of holdover. Here's something that I don't know that a lot of people know, particularly those outside of the United States. Roe was decided in 1973. Okay. In 1965 and 1972, just a year before, those are the two cases that protect birth control. At the time Roe was decided, the United States still viewed that as an incredibly controversial topic. And in many places, it still is. The pill, birth control. Because of that, and because of those two debates kind of kicking off in earnest at the same time, around the same time anyway, the idea of using abortion for birth control has been the subject of a lot of rhetoric for a very long time. If the Democratic Party was to suggest that, you know, well, if you do this, then it can be used for birth control, you know, and it will help, you know, little Jimmy. They would be demonized in the United States because people would fall back on rhetoric that they have heard for most of their life. And yeah, they would succumb to peer pressure from dead people, talking points from the 70s. Because the United States, when it comes to social progress, moves very, very, very slowly. This argument would absolutely work on anybody under 30, maybe 40. They would see the logic there. But the older demographics, that's taboo. Using that procedure for birth control is taboo. And I know that doesn't make any sense, but that's the reason. Because the talking points of the Republican Party are so dated that it's, you have to think half a century behind to really be able to understand what the Republican Party is going to say. And for whatever reason, that rhetoric, it sticks. I do believe that if laws got suggested saying that in any state where family planning is limited, a woman can demand paternity tests, that might have some influence, but you can't say why. You can't say why, because those people who often talk about family values, yeah, they don't necessarily want that child support payment. That might work, but you can't link the two politically, because again, it's peer pressure from dead people. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.